Election Day is just a little over 3 weeks away. Do you know who you're going to vote for to serve as Ohio's top law enforcement official? Democrat Steve Dettelbach and Republican Dave Yost both want to be your next attorney general. What do they believe are the top issues affecting Ohioans, and how are they going to carry out their jobs? We'll get into those topics and more as we continue our series of shows introducing you to Ohio's statewide candidates. The race for attorney general is today on Town Hall, Ohio.
This is Town Hall, Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall, Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall, Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
Dave Yost and Steve Dettelbach are the major party candidates for Attorney General, and today we're going to hear how they think about certain issues. The format is the same as you've heard with the candidates for Secretary of State, Treasurer, and Auditor. The candidates came in separately. They were asked the same questions and given the same amount of time for each of those questions. Then I edited those interviews into what you're going to listen to today. By coin flip, the first to go on this week's show is Republican Dave Yost. For a couple of minutes to get us started, Mr. Yost, just get yourself introduced to our listeners. Some personal and professional background, please.
So my name is Dave Yost. I've been the state auditor for the last 8 years. And before that, I spent 8 years as the Delaware County prosecuting attorney. That's where I grew up. It was in Delaware County. I went to Big Walnut High School, and after I went to college at Ohio State, my new bride and I came back to Delaware County, where we raised our kids. It's changed a lot in the time that I've been there. It was a rural, sleepy farming county. Now it's is and has been one of the fastest growing counties in the state. So we have term limits here in Ohio. I am completing my second term, and it's kind of like what they used to say at Ohio State at closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
So what was your degree in when you went to Ohio State?
So I went to Ohio State for actually political science, but I ended up with a journalism degree, and then went to Capital Law School for my JD. Practiced a lot of your listeners might care about this. I practiced law in Delaware, a small business guy, for a number of years before I went into public service. So I know what it's like to be a small business owner and have to push to make payroll.
So you're running for attorney general, and we'll get to that specific government office in a few moments. But more broadly, Mr. Yost, the role of government in our lives. So what's its proper place in the everyday life of an Ohioan?
I think Abraham Lincoln said it best. The role of government is to do those things that we cannot do for ourselves. We can't build roads. It's not very efficient for us or practical to try to coin our own money or to build a defense force, raise an army. So that still is wise advice for the role of government today. I think we have to recognize that there are some things that the government does that have kind of gotten baked in that maybe we might have had an argument about at one time that maybe the government shouldn't have gotten in, but they're in it now, and Americans rely on that. So we've got to be practical, too. Nobody's going to dismantle Medicare, even though we might argue that that wasn't the best market-based solution to the problem of elderly health care. That's where we are now, and that's part of the social contract.
You say some things that may not, perhaps should not have been baked in. Do we need to be vigilant to not continue that trend, to add more, or are we on a good path?
I think we absolutely need to be vigilant about not just adding more. A government that is big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take everything you have. government is the opposite of liberty. Government exists to restrict our liberty. I can't punch you in the nose, even if I want to, because it's against the law. It's restricting my freedom to do so. But we need to recognize that everything we allow government to do in some way limits somebody's freedom. It should only be done for the most compelling of reasons.
So the job you want is Attorney General. What does that office do for Ohioans, and what are the most important pieces of it to you personally?
Well, people frequently refer to the Attorney General as the top cop. Technically, you should refer to it as the Constitution does. It's the chief law officer of the state of Ohio. But that means we do everything from support law enforcement, conduct investigations and prosecutions under certain circumstances, to act as the chief lawyer for the state government. I like to say that the role of the Attorney General is to protect Ohio. And whether that means we're protecting public safety in our communities through BCI&I and supporting local law enforcement, whether it means we're protecting the environment or protecting the business environment, the role is always that of a protector.
That's Dave Yost, the Republican candidate for Attorney General. And in a few moments, we're going to hear from his opponent, Mr. Steve Dettelbach. Would like to let you know that this is, what, our fourth in the series. We've already had a number of other candidates on, and I would encourage you to go to townhallohio.org, where you can find the shows archived. Previous programs include the U.S. Senate candidates, Sherrod Brown and Jim Renacci. We also had the opportunity to hear from the Treasurer candidates, Rob Richardson and Robert Sprague, Secretary of State candidates Kathleen Clyde and Frank LaRose, and Auditor candidates Zach Space and Keith Faber. Those previous shows are all available at townhallohio.org. And we're very excited to let you know that over the next 2 weeks, we're going to spend a full hour each with Mr. Richard Cordray, the Democratic candidate for governor, and Mr. Mike DeWine, the Republican candidate for governor. Let's get back, though, to today's discussion over the Attorney General. You heard earlier from Mr. Yost. Now we want to introduce you to Mr. Steve Dettelbach, the Democratic candidate for AG.
Of course. So I'm Steve Dettelbach, and I'm running to be the next Attorney General. I'm married, and I have two kids. I have a 15-and-a-half-year-old daughter who's about to start driving, so clear the roads all over Ohio. And a 12-year-old, 13-year-old now son, he just had his birthday, who, still wants to play shortstop for the Cleveland Indians. So I'm from Cleveland. I spent most of my 27 years as a lawyer as a career prosecutor. This is my first time running for office, the Attorney General's office, but I've held office. I was a prosecutor for 15 years as an actual line prosecutor, bringing cases, and then was the boss. I was the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio for almost 7 years, from 2009 to 2017. And it's a great privilege to work with the FBI, the career prosecutors in the office, police officers, and really had the opportunity to work with communities and make Ohioans' lives better. So, for me, that says it all about me. I really deeply believe in public service and family. I'm a Buckeye through and through. I come from the northern part of the state, and my last job took me all the way from Youngstown out to Henry County and everywhere in the middle, about down to Mansfield. And so it's a great, diverse district.
I will save us both the time to commiserate over the Browns at maybe some other point in the show.
So. Hey, hope springs eternal.
My buddy says we're a year away from being a year away. So in terms of the role of government in the lives of Ohioans, Mr. Dettelbach, what's its proper role? What should it do? What should it not do?
To me, the role of government is to make sure that the same one set of rules applies for everybody. So it's to make sure there's a level playing field. That way, people who are following the rules, businesses that are following the rules, they don't get taken advantage of by people and businesses that are cutting corners. It's to protect people and make them safe, but it's not to do everything for people. There's a great quote I love from Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin said, the Declaration of Independence, it talks about the pursuit of happiness. It's up to you to go catch it. And I deeply believe that. But when some people are running after happiness on a steep incline with wind and rain in their face, and others are sort of coasting downhill with a strong tailwind. Now, that's not right, and that's not fair. So it's the role of government to make sure that everybody gets the same opportunity in this state and in this country to work hard, to play by the rules, and to succeed.
Maybe give me an example of something government can do to level that playing field. We hear so much about income inequality these days. What's something that might help in that arena?
Well, I'll tell you, for me, the number one thing on that is to make sure government's honest and that people who are donors and people who pay big bucks to politicians don't get treated better than ordinary people. And, you know, one thing I hear as I travel all around Ohio, especially in rural areas, is I hear people say over and over, nobody's even listening to us anymore. Nobody in Columbus comes by, even asks what we think anymore. They make these policies, they do these things. You know, that's because we have a corrupt system in government too often, right? We have people who have a lot of money, who have access, and they get treated one way. And people who are just ordinary people, they don't really have a seat at the table. That's why I want to be the Attorney General, because we need to make sure that there's a fair system where everybody gets a say and everybody's included.
I'm going to ask you to go into that a little bit deeper. Tell our listeners your view of the primary functions of Ohio's Attorney General and how you intend to carry out those functions, please.
Well, the most important thing is what's not the function, which is the Attorney General's job should not be political, and the office shouldn't be politicized, right? The Attorney General doesn't set tax policy. The Attorney General, you know, doesn't do foreign policy. The Attorney General makes sure that the rule of law in the state of Ohio is something real. You know, we have this ideal, right? The ideal is, as I said, there's one set of rules that applies for everybody. That doesn't happen on its own. Never has happened on its own. And the fundamental role of the Attorney General is to make sure that that actually is real. And as I said, that's just not happening enough right now in our government. I'm an outsider. I haven't been a part of elected office. I'm a newcomer to this. I'm a career prosecutor. So I see what's going on. And to me, it doesn't make any sense until you sort of follow the money. You look at what happened with ECOT, for instance. You know, you see an online charter school where $186 million got stolen from our kids. A lot of small districts took it on the chin. A lot of people wouldn't have had to pay tax levies except to get the money to a couple really rich corporate guys. And then you find out that they gave $2.1 million to people in Columbus to help them out. And it's just not right.
Steve Dettelbach, the Democratic candidate for Attorney General. Before that, you heard from his opponent, Mr. Dave Yost. We'll be back to hear from both of those gentlemen in a few moments. But I want to start telling you about something you'll probably hear a lot about between now and December. Ohio Farm Bureau celebrating its 100th anniversary. And as a part of the big centennial celebration, we're having a members-only concert with country star Chase Bryant. Great show. Tickets are available to Farm Bureau members. All you need to do is have your member ID card available and go to the website ofbf.org/centennial. That's where you'll get the ticket information and see all of the exciting things that we've got going for this year's centennial celebration. That website address again, ofbf.org/centennial. Welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio, where today we are introducing you to the two gentlemen who want to be Ohio's next Attorney General, Dave Yost from the Republican Party and Steve Dettelbach from the Democratic Party. Both took time to sit down in the studio and share a few views with us. Let's get back to one of those interviews with Mr. Dettelbach. So you touched on a couple of issues that you want to address as Attorney General, but I'd like you to broaden your vision just a little bit for us, Mr. Dettelbach, and talk about Ohio as in general and the challenges facing our state. What would you say are the top two, three, four things that really need fixed in Ohio?
Well, I'll give you three since we have 3 minutes. All right. So the first one I talked about before, which is I just fundamentally think we have a culture of corruption right now in the State House that we absolutely need to change, because that problem ends up affecting so many other problems. And, you know, corruption not only corrodes people's faith in government. Look, I've been a prosecutor for 21 years, I have prosecuted, this is not a partisan thing, I prosecuted Democrats and Republicans. This is not a partisan thing. This happens when you have one-party rule sometimes. People just think they can do whatever they want, but it has real effects because it takes, when you're so busy taking care of the people who support you and give you money, you don't have time always to take care of ordinary people's problems. And I'll give you two that's an example. So one of them is the opioid issue. It's just heartbreaking. I spent years as a prosecutor, both taking on drug companies and taking on heroin dealers all over the state. I worked with people in the healthcare profession, Cleveland Clinic, University Hospital, Metro Health, to put together a task force that dealt with the opioid problem by both talking about enforcement and prevention and treatment, because we're not doing a good job of getting people access to treatment in the state, and we should hold people, including insurance companies, accountable for where legal obligations to provide parity of treatment to people who are in trouble and who have real medical and emotional needs. So the opioid crisis is a second one. It's just absolutely heartbreaking. The third one is I am a strong believer that we ought to return money and power to local government that's not there now. We have sucked money and sucked authority away from people who are closest to ordinary Ohioans, mayors, police chiefs. I'm very proud. The Fraternal Order of Police, the police officers in this state, have endorsed me for Attorney General. One of the reasons is I've worked shoulder to shoulder with them year after year trying to address these local problems. What we've done is we've cut the local government fund by 55% in this state. That means we're cutting police departments. We're cutting people who are treating people who are addicted to opioids. We have to get away from that. And so for me, making sure that we have a system that's not corrupt, making sure we're working together to try and get in front of the horrible opioid epidemic, which has plagued Ohio for the last years, and trying to support local police and local government. Those are the three things we ought to be doing better. I have a bunch more, but I'll stick with those three for now.
That's Democrat Steve Dettelbach, his opponent for the Attorney General's office, Republican Dave Yost. So as you look at your job as the Attorney General, and the challenges facing the state of Ohio, Mr. Yost, what are those big challenges? How can the AG address them?
Well, obviously the biggest challenge is the opiate crisis. And there's a lot of things we're not getting right about this. Our criminal code treats possession and trafficking as the same level of offense. And that makes no sense. An addict really doesn't belong in prison, and a trafficker, somebody, a drug dealer, is actually doing a lot more harm to society. We ought to put the drug dealer away for a long time, and the guy that is just possessing for his own use, I don't think that should be a felony in Ohio. So we've got to fix that. We've got to recognize that treatment is not a panacea. We can't arrest our way out of this, but we can't treat our way out of it either. 3 out of 4 people that complete a 30-day program are going to relapse within 180 days of completing the program. So we've got to neck this down and start doing risk-based assessments and education to prevent new addictions. That's the only way we're ever going to be able to make the math work on this. But in addition to that, we've got a real issue with the rule of law. And my opponent is an advocate of activism, of relitigating political questions through the courts. And he's made no bones about the fact that he would like to sue the current administration to relitigate political questions like the repeal of net neutrality and Obamacare. I just think that's a misuse of the office. The attorney general ought to enforce the law, not make it. And it's like a cop. The guy that pulls you over on the street for speeding doesn't get to set the speed limit. Somebody else sets the speed limit. He enforces it. That's the same thing as the attorney general. I'll enforce the law, not make it.
So we've got a minute left. Another big challenge that we should be aware of.
You know, issue one is going to be on the ballot this fall. It's a horrible, horrible overreach. The fundamental idea of trying to put addicts into treatment instead of prison is laudable, but it goes so far that somebody that possesses enough fentanyl to kill 10,000 people would be guilty of a misdemeanor with mandatory probation for two offenses. You get two bites of the apple. It's just issue one's a horrible idea for Ohio. It'll create chaos in our courts, and it's not going to get to the goals that it hopes to reach.
Republican Dave Yost, and before that, Democrat Steve Dettelbach, vying to be our next Attorney General. In addition to hearing all of the statewide candidates here on Town Hall, Ohio, I'd encourage you to visit the Agriculture for Good Government Political Action Committee website. That's Ohio Farm Bureau's PAC. We have even more extensive responses from all of the statewide candidates on a variety of issues, and you can access that information at the website farmvotesmatter.org. We'll be back with Dettelbach and Yost when we continue on Town Hall, Ohio. Republican Dave Yost and Democrat Steve Dettelbach want to be the next Attorney General. They're visiting with you here on Town Hall, Ohio. Want to get back to our conversation, starting this time with Mr. Yost. As I'm sure you know, a hot priority for Ohio's farmers is to figure out how to clean up the water supply without having themselves regulated out of business. As you look at this nexus between water quality and agriculture, what should be Ohio's approach to solving the challenges, Mr. Yost?
Well, the key is to have everybody at the table and to recognize the collateral effects. It's one thing to say, well, here's what you could do to solve the problem. It's another thing to be able to weigh the collateral effects against the good that you would achieve. And I'm not convinced that we've had a full dialogue between the stakeholders here. This is primarily an ODNR and an EPA issue, but the Attorney General is their lawyer, and my intention is to be a full participant in trying to be imaginative and creative and find ways that we can work together to address a problem that we all agree is out there.
Beyond water quality, are there other issues sort of specific to rural areas? Certainly the opiates that you mentioned and the philosophy of rule of law, those are important to farmers too and rural residents. But beyond that, anything else specific to rural Ohio that needs your attention?
Well, I'm going to be a friend to farming. I grew up in a farming community. But look, one of the things that I appreciate about the country is people are very careful with the dollar. We don't do a good enough job containing government costs. And that's one of the reasons that my office, as in the auditor's office, has conducted performance audits to try to find ways to skinny down government and make it more effective and efficient. We just completed a performance audit up at Ohio State to show them ways that they could save millions of dollars. And I really appreciate Representative Mike Duffy and Tim Schaefer, who passed the legislation that allowed us to do that performance audit. But whatever office any of us are in, we need to be looking at ways to control costs.
30 seconds specific to the AG's office. Have you got a cost-cutting measure in mind or two?
I have efficiency in mind. One of the things that we need to do is go from right now, it takes about 120 to 130 days to get a lab test back for an opiate in a criminal drug case. That delays the case and often puts the drug dealer back on the street pending trial. My goal is to get that down to 30 days.
Mr. Dettelbach, in the news almost constantly, both for the citizens of Ohio and the farmers of Ohio, are water quality issues, and most in particular Lake Erie and Western Lake Erie, but in the Cleveland area too. As you look at that, the dual goal of protecting water and keeping farming viable, what can the state of Ohio best do to accomplish both of those goals?
Not go it alone. So to me, I know that farmers and the farming community takes this issue really seriously. And you know, for instance, it really does logically make sense that everybody's interest should be the same on this, right? We want to keep the nutrients on the land where they're helping to help farms be successful. And nobody wants runoff that pollutes our water. So we should be working together. And everybody needs to have more of a voice in the process. Things just can't sort of come on, down from on high in Columbus without including everybody in that process. And we have to make sure if there's real wrongdoers, criminals out there, that we are actually holding them accountable. You know, I did that. I worked across party lines with Mike DeWine when I was U.S. attorney. We prosecuted a fella in Youngstown named Ben Lupo. And Ben was running a business, and he got caught illegally dumping brine into the Mahoning River. And I prosecuted him, and we put him in jail for quite a long time. Those are the kinds of things we need to do to make sure that people who are playing by the rules, who want to do the right thing, have a fair shake.
As you know, most of our Farm Bureau members, many of our Farm Bureau members are in the rural areas, whether they farm or just simply live out in the country. Are there other issues that you see that rural Ohio is being impacted by that deserve some attention from our government?
A lot, and they're not getting enough attention. And I hate to sound like a broken record, but the reason they're not getting enough attention is because donors and special interests give money. They get taken care of. So we need to do better on making sure that we are actually doing better on rural broadband. That's a no-brainer, and yet we can't deal with it because moneyed interests are taking care of it. You know, 30 counties in this state don't have a drug court, don't have access to a drug court when they're facing the heroin and opioid epidemic. And the cities do and the rural counties don't. We should be taking care of that. We should be making mental health services available, more available in rural areas to deal with issues of suicide, to deal with the issue of child abuse. And a lot of places that are rural Ohio areas don't have access. And the truth of the matter is, if we're going to have new solutions, we need new people. The same old is just not getting it done.
Steve Dettelbach, the Democratic candidate for Attorney General. Before that, David Yost. He wants to be Attorney General as well. He is from the Republican Party. We will be back in just a few moments to talk more with Mr. Dettelbach and with Mr. Yost. Appreciate the fact that you're with us here. And a reminder for all of our candidate shows, you can hear them archived at townhallohio.org. Welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio, as we continue our series with the top candidates for statewide office in the state of Ohio. In previous shows, you heard from Keith Faber and Zach Space, who want to be our auditor, Kathleen Clyde and Frank LaRose, both vying to be Secretary of State, Rob Richardson and Robert Sprague, who want to be treasurer, and Senate candidates Sherrod Brown and Jim Renacci. Today, we are talking with Steve Dettelbach and with Dave Yost, the Democrat and Republican, respectively, who want to serve as our state's next Attorney General. Let's get back to that conversation. This time, we begin with Mr. Dettelbach. This is one of my favorite questions to ask politicians because I always want this one answered, or potential politicians. The lack of civility in our entire political process, in society as a whole, but let's speak to public office. Why are we where we are, and how do we climb out?
I think one of the reasons we are where we are is because people make a whole career out of being in politics. That's not the way it's supposed to be. And when you're running for office after office and all you care about is climbing from one office to the next, like the gang right now who's in Columbus is, right? You know, then you're always worried about how you can get one up on the other fella instead of helping people out. We need new people if we're going to have a new atmosphere. I have a new experience I had the other day. I've run positive ads in my campaign. And my opponent, you know, has now this horrible, you know, negative ad about me. I'm a career prosecutor for 21 years, you know, and that kind of incivility is just not necessary. It doesn't help the people of Ohio. So to me, we need to make sure that we have people who are coming in and out of politics who remember what it's like to actually work in the private sector, to work to protect people, and aren't always running for office and aren't always begging for money.
So if there's time, post-campaign, what do you, and you mentioned you've got a couple of kids, so what do you like to do for fun when you got a little time just to get away to yourself?
Well, so the timing of this campaign is hopefully going to kill me because I am a huge Cleveland Indians fan. And, you know, I'm hoping the Indians are making that World Series drive this year. You know, I'm not going to be there because I'm going to be driving around Ohio. That's just fine. But that's what I like to do for fun. For my 50th birthday a few years back, my wife asked me what I wanted to do. And I told her I wanted to go with the whole family out to spring training. We went together out to spring training for a week. And to see, not just for me to see the team practice, but for me to watch my son and my daughter sit there and see it through their eyes and see them get those autographs and run around, man, there's nothing better than that. Nothing.
The tone of political debate discussion is less than friendly these days, Mr. Yost, on the assumption you agree. How did we get where we are in this lack of civility in our politics, and how do we get away from it?
Well, like a lot of things that ail us, there's not a single cause. You can't look at one person and say they did it, or one group of people. So I think that the district drawing has become is an important factor. And it's kind of a race to the bottom. As soon as somebody breaks one line of civility, you know, there's a rush for the other side to do even worse. And so we've seen this long-term descent. I think it's really going to take leaders that are willing to listen and to have respect for differing viewpoints, to lead by example. And it's really going to come down to all of us to change the way we think.
So every candidate that I have in for this show, one of the first questions is how worn out are you? And a campaign like this has got to be very taxing. So let's say we're post-election. You've got a little bit more spare time. What's Dave Yost like to do for fun and relaxation?
Well, my wife and I built a new home that has an unfinished basement. And we specifically designed some space for a music room down there, a music studio. So I'm going to turn off my cell phone, disengage Twitter, and get my power tools out and construct my music studio, I think.
So once you have it built, what do you listen to? What are some of your favorite musicians or bands?
Well, I like a lot of the classic rock and the blues rock stuff, so Eagles and Buddy Guy. I also listen to a lot of contemporary Christian music. My son is music director at our church, and I'm fond of band Elevation Worship, and that seems to be going in our house from time to time.
Dave Yost, Republican candidate for Attorney General. Before that, Steve Dettelbach, the Democratic candidate for Attorney General. We will be back in just a few moments to wrap up our conversation with those two gentlemen. Again, as always, a reminder, if you want to hear some of the other statewide candidates who've been on the show over the past couple of weeks, townhallohio.org. That's where we keep all of our shows, and including this year's election series. I've had the pleasure of doing radio off and on, full-time and part-time, for close to 40 years now. And one of the things I really enjoy about doing Town Hall Ohio with Ohio Farm Bureau is that when we ask high-profile guests to come in, they do. And our election series this year is great evidence of that. Every statewide candidate has agreed to be in the studio. You've heard most of them. Today we're talking to the Attorney General candidates. And over the next 2 weeks, Mike DeWine and Richard Cordray, governor candidates, will both be with us on Town Hall Ohio. To wrap up today, though, we have the final commentary from both Steve Dettelbach, Democrat, and first Dave Yost, Republican, who want to be Attorney General. Let's listen in. So, Mr. Yost, thanks for taking time to chat with Town Hall Ohio listeners. We're going to give you a couple minutes here at the end of the show. Why should the voters of Ohio make you our next Attorney General?
I feel like I've been getting ready for this job all my life, from the time I was a newspaper reporter through the time I was prosecuting attorney in my home county of Delaware, through my current work as state auditor. I've always been about doing the right thing, finding the truth, shining a light on it. And it's what I want to do as Attorney General. You know, the world is out of order. Everywhere we look, there are things that aren't quite right. And my life and my career have been about trying to set things back in order, to restore the proper relationship between people, between things, between the government and the governed, to establish freedom as the predominant value, and that order exists only to promote freedom. These are ideas and things that often get lost in the day-to-day, but after the years that the good Lord's given me to trod the earth, I have concluded that you've got to start with the big things, and then the little things fall into place where they ought to.
30 seconds, what's your favorite and least favorite part of a statewide campaign?
My favorite part is unquestionably the people. I love Ohio and I love Ohioans. I have great faith in their ability to decide and live their own lives. My least favorite is getting in the car. I'm 6'4" and just don't tolerate long car trips very well. And we'll put 100,000 miles out, on during this campaign. And I'm ready to not get in a car for a while.
So we've got 2 minutes here, Steve. Talk to our Town Hall Ohio listeners. Help them understand why voting for you for Attorney General is a really good idea.
I am not a career politician. I spent my career as a prosecutor, working side by side with police, with federal agencies, and with people to try to protect people's safety and protect their rights. And what we have right now is a broken system in Columbus. A system that doesn't work for everybody, a system where people with money and special interests get treated one way, and ordinary Ohioans get the shaft too often. Look, it is the job of the Attorney General of this state to make sure that the same rules apply for everybody. That means two things. On one hand, it means that nobody's above the law. The law holds everybody accountable, no matter how powerful. On the other hand, it means nobody's below the law's protection, right? The law to be there to protect people when they're going through a vulnerable time. That's what the Attorney General has to do. It's not happening now. You look at the payday lending industry, which is these huge donors and come in, and Ohio that has the highest interest rates in the United States. You look at the opioid epidemic and big pharma making contributions to people, including the person I'm running against, and all of a sudden we don't do anything for years and years to check them. And you look at ECOT, that online charter school that paid $2.1 million to people, including the auditor of our state, Dave Yost, while he was investigating them. How can you pay tens of thousands of dollars to somebody at the same time as they're supposed to be investigating you? It's a symptom of a broken system. It's a symptom of a system where special interests, where money talks and everybody else takes a walk. I want to be the Attorney General of the state so I have people's backs. And I'll tell you something, when I'm the Attorney General, you're going to be able to say, Steve Dettelbach has got my back.
Our sincere thanks to Steve Dettelbach, Democratic candidate for Attorney General, and his opponent, Dave Yost, the Republican candidate for AG, for making time in a very busy campaign schedule to be here and visit with the listeners of Town Hall, Ohio. In the next 2 weeks, and we haven't done the coin toss yet, so we don't know who's first, but you're going to hear from gubernatorial candidates Mike DeWine and Richard Cordray on Town Hall, Ohio.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.